HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
A previously unknown SARS-CoV-2 variant has now started to emerge in samples analyzed in India by scientists to check for mutations, according to experts, and new analyses that show one of these changes is the same one found in the Brazilian and South African variants of the coronavirus. This particular change is known as E484K, and it has been strongly linked with the virus becoming more resistant to antibodies created by vaccines or past infection. It has been found in a variant now labeled as B.1.618, which has been reported in West Bengal, from where some of the highest numbers of sequencing has been carried out. Poll observers stationed in West Bengal by the Election Commission of India, ECI, have indicated to the poll watchdog that the last two phases of the ongoing assembly elections, scheduled on April 26 and 29, could be merged if extra security forces are provided, a senior election official aware of developments on Tuesday. The observers, Ajay Naik and Vivek Ube, wrote a letter to ECI late last week, but the poll panel is yet to respond to their suggestions, said the person cited above on condition of anonymity. The sixth round of the eight-phase polls, comprising 43 seats, is scheduled for April 22. The United States is very closely tracking the course of the COVID-19 outbreak in India, U.S. State Department spokesperson Ned Price has said. The statement from Price comes after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke to External Affairs Minister S. Jaishankar on Monday and discussed U.S.-India cooperation on climate change, COVID-19, and other global challenges, and pledged to remain in close contact on these and other issues of mutual concern. President Joe Biden on Tuesday called the guilty verdict in the trial of a former Minneapolis police officer charged with the murder of George Floyd a giant step toward justice in the United States. Derek Chauvin, a white officer, was convicted after kneeling for more than 9 minutes on the neck of Floyd, a 46-year-old black man, during an arrest last May. Video of the incident set off worldwide protests against police brutality and racial injustice. The 12-member jury found Chauvin, 45, guilty of all three charges: second-degree murder, third-degree murder, and manslaughter, after considering 3 weeks of testimony from 45 witnesses. Prime Minister Narendra Modi on Tuesday asked state governments to consider lockdowns as the last resort in the fight against coronavirus, urging people to adhere to COVID-19 protocols and maintain the discipline to help the government save both lives and livelihoods. Modi's televised address to the nation came at a time when most states have imposed night curfews and restrictions on assembly and movement of people. Several big states, such as Maharashtra, have shut down commercial establishments and curbed attendance in office, and some, like the national capital, have imposed lockdowns to arrest the second wave of infections.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
When did Chennai win its first cup?
In 2010.
Who won the orange cap last year?
KL Rahul with 670 runs.
If you too are a cricket know-it-all, then play the Crick Bazi contest. Watch Crick Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel and win exciting gifts on the daily Crick Bazi Ka Bazigar contest. Crick Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel. Click on the bell icon to never miss a chance to win. Subscribe to HD Smartcast for more podcasts.
This was a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.